I'm Michael Cappy, Kiel Governor, Beaufort. I was kind of king of the biddies.
Have you grown up here all your life, Michael?
I've grown up all my life here.
Okay, what's it been like?
It's been good, farming, but farming at the present moment is not great. Prices of lamb, which we deal with sheep all the time, are going away back and they're making it harder on the young farmers. So we're still proud of you.
We're in this amazing little, what would you call it, a little cubby?
A little cubby, yeah. Keeps me out of trouble anyway.
Tell us what we have around us here at the moment.
Well, we have biddy hats, and this is a place where I make them, and I store them, and it keeps me occupied here in the winter time. I suppose before Christmas I'd be starting making them, because in September is the time we cut the straw off the ground, and it have to be preserved then for a bit. To leave it get seeding, and you have to take the grain off it, you have to pull it lease by lease, and there's a bit of work on it, all right, but I like that stuff.
Mm-hmm. How long have you been interested in this? I suppose that comes back from your childhood.
It comes back from my childhood, yeah, and it was inherited into the family as well from, I'd say before that, maybe 100 years or maybe hundreds of years, that's for all I know. But they were still at it anyway, and I'm still keeping it going. And the younger generation are very inclined to keep it going as well, because we have an adult biddy now this year, and we have the senior biddy, or the junior biddy, and they're really, really interested. I think they're practicing their music, maybe the first thing in the morning, last thing at night. You would have a headache from listening to accordions and tint whistles, and I have this tune, I have that tune. Which is lovely to see kids at it, because first of all they're off the street, and it keeps their mind very occupied. It is a big tradition here in this part of the country, especially in Mid-Kerry. You have groups from Kilgobnet have two or three groups, you have Kilaglen have two or three groups, and we had the parade there just a couple of weeks ago, which was a mighty success. It was, the crowd was there, was a puck fair crowd. There was crowds from the bottom of the town to the top. There was thousands of people there. And they enjoyed the young and the old. And it's not a competition, it's just a parade. And you do your bit of performance on the street and the top of the town. You go around to the pubs, you collect a few euros then, and there's a bit of a hooly after, which is, have to be too.
You've grown up, obviously, doing all of this, and I suppose many parades and many collections. Has it changed much over the years?
Well, I thought, going back years ago, a competition that destroyed the tradition, because it caused enemies, first of all, and secondly, there was too much involved in it. You know, we were cut down to groups of 10. And you would have, maybe the next place down the road, you would have 12. So you would have to drop 2 for one event. And it was causing a bit of hassle. No one liked to be dropped when competition is serious. And it used to be serious that time. Mm-hmm. But thanks be to God, that's gone.
Is there any years that stick out to you in your memory of a good crack or anything like that?
Yeah, there's good crack, shall we say. Every year there's a good crack. You know, there's loads of people who just go for the enjoyment, and it's the crack to get into houses. Like, you know, after we're 3 years off, and after the 3 years back again, people are absolutely ringing up, when you're recalling, and they're so delighted to see us back, and like we bring a bit of laughter and crack to the houses, and like we bring a bit away with us as well, as far as the enjoyment they had, it sticks in our mind. And we are so delighted, because they'd be inquiring, will you be at it again next year? And it's an ongoing thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tell me this, Michael, what's this figure behind me?
Well, that's the one that's all built around, that's the Breeze Og.
Okay.
And she's all dressed in white. When you go around, before anyway, when we used to go around to the houses, the Breeze Og was the first person that would look it and would be examined, and if we hadn't got a fairly respectable, good Breeze Og, there are people who wouldn't you'd know it on their faces when they'd look at the breathog, that they were happy with it, looking at the different crosses. And we used to have a pin cushion was the old tradition, and still people would have a pin and that maybe stick it on the breedogs. It was breedog used to bring luck to the houses. You know, it was the start of spring, and you'd be looking forward to the days getting along.
Of course, obviously it takes a bit of time to do all of this, and you have to do a bit of planning. So you have, would I be right in saying, well over 50 little hats here?
It would be maybe over 100 hats. We have hats for the national school, the small ones, and we store them here because I know, well, don't know, they'd be put into a press and there'd be something, yeah. Pair of shoes put on them, they'd be squeezed and bruised. But you'd have to maybe do them up a bit every year then. Mm-hmm. And the kids would be delighted when they'd come and have a look at the little video set up here.
Yeah, what's their reaction when they see the hats for the first time?
Oh, they'd be totally gobsmacked altogether. You know, they'd be looking and all this and all that. We teach them then not to have a bit of respect for them, mm-hmm. because there is quite a bit of work to go into them, to make them, and not alone when you're made, like there's a bit to do with the dressing of them. Draw up with flowers, and some people then they'd like their own colour flowers, whether they be blue or red or black. But and they'd be wondering then how they were made, and would you show me how to make a hat? So often people would come there, maybe different times of the year, and the only thing is we won't have the material at that time to make the hats. Mm-hmm. But if they're coming from September until Christmas, we have plenty ready for them for doing that.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it great that they have an interest in the tradition?
Oh God, the tradition won't die. We have a little one there, a grandchild of mine, where she's only less than 12 months old, and she has a biddy hat up on her head. So that hat is made specially for her. She lives back in Ballinskelligs. So we hope we'd spread the fever back there as well, that I'd be on the road with biddies. I know where they have biddies back there, all right. Mm-hmm. But that wouldn't have the headdress the way around here, like.
Is it more of a kind of certain locations across the county that get well into it, or do you think it's something widespread?
Well, it would be widespread, all right. We'd say maybe all Mid-Kerry, many little places in Mid-Kerry. Even we had one now this year, and I was amazed when I heard towards the graveside biddy. I think what they called it, the gravesite, was they're going doing up the graves in Killaglen. And I suppose they went out specially to collect a few pounds for them, which was just lovely to have all them new groups. You have Francis, Clinkar, you have the wheelchair, which I was into Killarney to see them there a week ago, and I thought they were absolutely brilliant. Mm-hmm. They put up a great show in Killarney. Well, it's nice to see it surviving.
And do any of your children get involved?
Oh, yeah, there's four or five of them, and they're all fighting for their places because fifth and sixth class are the ones that's allowed in the school to go out. But I'm sure there's younger of them, and they're having their own little pants and shirts and thinking of different stripes. I'd put on this stripe and I'll put on that stripe. And there's a bit of niggle going on between them, all right, which is nice to see it.
And like, even just, you know, biddy aside and everything, your own life, Ben, was it, obviously you're here very much rural Kerry in that sense, and what was life like here growing up?
Yeah, life was good as far as I could see. We had football, and we had dancing and music. You know, we had plenty to occupy our mind all the time. Football was a big part of our life. Sure, I suppose football all over Kerry is a big part of the lives of people. And at our time, like, you'd be only training for a few games during the year. Now you'd be training for a few games every week. So the interest is still going. And no, we were happy out here. Nice neighbourhood. There was some different crack out of him.
Has this area changed a lot over the years and expanded and everything? When I was driving up here, I saw the school and there's plenty of cars outside it.
Oh, God, yeah. There's 8 or 9, I think, teachers now, special needs and all that. And, in my day going to school, I'd be crying in the morning going to school, frightened of I wouldn't have my homework done or something. But now the kids I see are crying if they couldn't get to school. So, which is, it's brilliant to see it because that can tell you the teachers how nice they are to the kids. And when you see kids interested in going, that speaks all kind of languages to them.
The one thing I do want to talk about before we do end is this is the first year I've ever seen the crosses made like this. How would you explain it? They're like in a kind of
diamond
yeah.
shape.
Well, how did you do that?
Well, that's a bit of a skill in itself. But there is plenty of people out there who can do it. I remember I was in a workshop in Killargland one night and we were making a few crosses and there was youngsters at it and old lads and everything. But there was one fella in front of me, he was Dutch. And he went away and he made a beautiful cross, which it was a cross that I couldn't make, but I did make a few master, but the ones we're making here are diamonds. Mm. It's a part of the straw they're nice.
Did they mean anything in particular, or is it just a new kind of design?
Well, it was something we just came into the head and
yeah.
Somebody told me about, I saw maybe one diamond made somewhere, and then we started exploring it. And in the olden days people used the crosses in sheep sheds or cow sheds or piggeries or hinge sheds to bring good look, and they're still done.
Yeah.
And they're done in the houses as well. A lot of the houses now we need to this year, it seems more and more the crosses are being highlighted and shown. Lots of houses.
My nan did say to me that apparently it's bad luck to burn an old cross.
That's quite right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You leave it and wear it up on a shelf or up in that time to thatched houses. Mm-hmm. And you could say maybe 20 houses or 20 crosses could be up in the thatch.
Mm-hmm. That would be left throughout the years.
Yeah, that'd be left right away.